USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will return in session despite an effort from the minority leader to adjourn until after the election. Republicans shot down Chuck Schumer's request to stop work until November 9th. That would have pushed Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation until after the presidential contest. Expected on the Senate floor today, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell reintroducing a skinny stimulus package.
$500 billion of good that Congress can do right now through programs that Democrats do not even say they oppose.
Democrats have already voted down a similar package earlier this year, and for the sixth consecutive year, Chicago has topped the list of the rattiest cities in the United States, according to Orkin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs, and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event, you'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items, and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
"We're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle."
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, "Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50," or "Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas." Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday postponed plans to vote on subpoenas to compel the CEOs of Twitter and Facebook to testify on allegations of anti-conservative bias after some panel Republicans expressed reservation about the maneuver. Republicans on the committee say they do still want to hear testimony from both Dorsey and Zuckerberg. President Trump spending his Monday in the battleground state of Arizona. The president won Arizona in 2016, but is currently trailing former Vice President Joe Biden in the state by about 3 percentage points. As far as if President Trump will hold on to Arizona and carry it again in 2020, these voters telling Fox News,
I just like what's happened with the country in the last 4 years. I think that he's gotten a bum rap in the press.
I think that our president now is not doing his best job at taking on responsibility for the things that he says.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Trump campaign has long rejected national polls showing former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of the president by double digits. But now the Biden campaign is agreeing. During a grassroots summit, Biden campaign manager Jen O'Malley-Dillon saying, "Please take the fact we are not ahead by double digits. These are inflated national public polling numbers." Biden surrogate, Democratic Senator from Delaware, Chris Coons, agrees.
We shouldn't take anything for granted in these last few weeks, and it is still possible for President Trump to win re-election.
Coons speaking there on CNN. The beautiful drink for beautiful people will be no more.
Coca-Cola has announced it'll discontinue its original diet soda, Tab, by the end of 2020. Many food and beverage companies are cutting back on products during the pandemic to make operations more efficient. However, Coke says its beverage overhaul was underway before COVID. The pandemic just prompted the company to fast track. Tab was first introduced back in 1963 and paved the way for Diet Coke and Coke Zero Sugar. Tab's popularity screeched to an almost halt when Diet Coke came on the scene in 1980. But the company kept the brand alive for devotees, or those that won't fix what ain't broke. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Rays and Dodgers open the World Series tonight. First pitch in Arlington, Texas, set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.